Trumbull comes for news and talk. The Lisa Wexler Show, now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
And welcome back to the show, 203-333-9422. Ron Rabano up in just a moment. We expect to hear from him, and he will take your questions about Medicare. In the meantime, it's Election Day, and it's very important that you vote today. If you did not have a chance to vote by absentee, you need to show up at the polls, and that's a really good thing. But if you woke up this morning and you have your absentee ballot already at home and you can't make it to the polls, then I guarantee there is somebody who will be happy to retrieve your absentee ballot and get it to the town clerk on time. And the simplest way to do that, if you happen to be somebody who doesn't have a ride but who has an absentee ballot that you've already filled out and you're concerned it won't get there in time, I believe you can call, well, you can certainly try your town clerk and see what they say. But if you are somebody who knows who you voted for, which presumably you do, you could probably call the headquarters of the political party of the candidate that you chose and tell them your predicament, and I guarantee they will make sure that your ballot gets to the ballot box. Somebody somehow will make sure that that ballot gets retrieved intact. And very often what they will do is try and drive you to the polls if you can't make it yourself. So that's another thing. There are always people that provide rides to the polling place on that day, on the day of election. And if you're somebody who can't drive, doesn't have public transportation, for whatever reason, if transportation is your obstacle to voting, then you should call the local headquarters of the candidate you support, and they will make sure you get a ride to the polls. That is a tried and true element of all campaigns everywhere in America. Today's election day. The polls are open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. No, pardon me. What did I say? I'm wrong. 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. That's what it is. And so until 8 o'clock tonight, you'll be able to vote. I'm going to be at the Westport Library at 7:30 tonight because Mitch Albom is going to be there to talk about his latest novel, which we spoke about a couple of weeks ago, about these people stranded on a lifeboat. It was a beautiful novel. I finished reading it. I really enjoyed it. You might know him from Tuesdays with Maury. Anyway, it's an event at the Westport Library. It's tonight at 7:30. So I'm going to be there from 7:30 to 8, and then I'm going to skedaddle around various headquarters and say hello to my friends in town and see what develops. Another open race is Weston, Connecticut, also has an open race. It's not technically open because Samantha Nestor is actually an incumbent because she was appointed to the office because the first selectman resigned while in office. But she's running for the first time in her own right as first selectman. And so that is another contested race in Weston. And Weston's issues right now have to do with a vision for the town, which includes a village district and how that will be developed, how Weston will be commercialized. 203-333-9422. Ron Rubano joins us now. He is an expert in Medicare. We are going to take your calls because Ron is available to answer your calls and give you advice about the direction and the criteria to think about in choosing a Medicare plan. Ron Rubano. Hello, Ron. Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show. Good morning today.
Good morning to you. How are you today?
Good. Ron, did you vote yet?
No, not yet. I'm going to go lunchtime.
Now, you're in Trumbull. Do you have any big races in Trumbull? What's happening in Trumbull? I haven't covered any races in Trumbull. What's happening in Trumbull?
Well, our first selectman is up for re-election. Our select woman, I should say. Vicky Tesoro. A couple of board places like on the Board of Board of Education and on the town council. So it's relatively important election here in Trumbull.
It is an important election year, right? These municipal, you know, votes are really important. And what do you think? What do you think that What have the candidates raised, Ron, before we get to Medicare? I'm curious in Trumbull. What has percolated to the surface about what the issues are?
Well, one of the big issues is with regard to taxes. A lot of people feel that the taxes are too high. Also, development. There's a lot of new stuff going up in places that, you know, kind of questionable. But that's the two issues that are primarily on the ticket for everybody.
And I think that translates to most of our suburban places, taxes and development. Those are the big issues. You know, what's our town going to look like, and what are we going to have to do to pay for it?
And the schools, too, with regard to the COVID situation. You know, how are we handling the school situation? I think right now everybody has to be masked, and people are beginning to resist the masking, saying that is it really necessary? So those are the three main issues that are going on, pretty much the same issues that are going on across the country.
Yeah. All right, so Ron Rubano, tell us a little bit about your background in that. What makes you an expert on helping people decide what Medicare plan is best for them? What do you know that we don't know?
Well, I'm a licensed insurance agent, an independent licensed insurance agent. I have to go through an extensive testing with regard to Medicare itself, and then I have to get individually approved by the different companies I represent. So I've been at this about 3 years, and I have a pretty good handle on what's going on here. It's not as difficult as people make it. It's made complicated. What's the terminology? It's relatively simple, made complicated by simple people.
I see.
So that's
okay. And so when people turn 65, number one, when people turn 65, are they automatically enrolled in Medicare? Is it automatic
in
America?
No, they are not. They have to enroll. No, they have to enroll. They have to go to the Social Security site, create an account, and register for Medicare. Now, if they are still employed and continue to be employed beyond 65, they have to register only for Part A. Don't register for Part B or they'll start taking it out of Social Security and start billing you. Once you leave company paid plan or self-plan, then you enroll in Part B.
So you say once you're working. What if you're working and you don't have any medical benefits?
Then you sign up for Part A and Part B on Social Security on the website.
And you do this on the website?
Yeah, you get your Medicare number by going to Social Security and register. They're going to give you a card, a red, white, and blue card. It's going to have your Medicare number on it and the date that your Medicare plans become valid. And then you need that, and you go to a specialist like myself who will sit down with you and ask you a whole bunch of questions about what you need, where you're going, what your drugs are, what your doctor is, are you planning to travel, and things of that nature, and come up with the right plan.
All right, let me just back up a little bit, Ron Rubano. 203-333-9422 is our number. You can call me.
No, that's not the correct number.
203-333-9422. That's the number call us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the number, 203-333-9422, to call here right now. And that's how you can ask Ron a question here on the air right now while Ron Rubano is with us. Let me just back up a little bit. When you say you're 65 and you can go to Social Security, do you physically have to show up in a Social Security office?
No, you can do it on the website. Just Social Security, just Google Social Security, and it'll bring you up to the website. And then you just follow the prompts at that point.
So let's say I'm 65, which I'm not. I got a ways to go. But I'm 65, and I've been paying into Medicare my whole life, so I might as well get Medicare. How does that affect my health insurance plan? Like, what does that do to my existing health insurance plan once I'm on Medicare?
Well, you can't have both unless you're currently employed. Now, let me explain what that means. If you're currently employed and getting a company's health care plan, the only part of Medicare that you need to enroll in is Part A. That's the hospitalization plan. Now, that's generally free if you've been paying for 40 quarters or approximately 10 years, okay? Now, if you want to continue to work past 65 and stay in your company plan, you're more than welcome to do that. It's probably better than what you're going to get from Medicare. But once you decide to fully retire and leave that health plan, you have to go back to Social Security and register for Part B. And then once you get that little card that updates that the dates of those plans, then you can go to then you can go to someone like me where the consultation is free, and we can set up the right plan for you based on how you answer those particular questions and what you need. And it presents you with a bunch of options, like two or three different options of the type of plan that you want or that fits you. And then you decide which ones you want.
I'm okay. Now, I'm going to ask you questions that I always ask you, Ron, because the confusion still remains. So
yep.
Medicare Part A is hospitalization. Medicare yep. Part B is anything other than hospitalization. So going to doctors, getting scans, getting everything but drugs, right? D is for
hang
drugs.
Hang on just a second. Could you hang on a second?
Yeah, I guess. I have no choice. I'm on the air. Where are we? 203.
I'm sorry, my alarm went off.
my goodness.
I had to call you.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't hear that in the background. Okay, you all right now?
Well, I couldn't. It was driving me crazy. Okay. But there are several different parts of Medicare. Part A and Part B was what President Johnson put into practice back in 1964, thereabouts. But they realized at that point in time that it only covered about 80% of the actual cost of taking care of the elderly. It was a health care plan put together for the elderly. So they initiated something called a Medicare supplement or a Medicare gap, which was to cover that extra 20%. However, in their infinite wisdom, being the government, they forgot to put drugs in there. So drugs is Part D. You probably have heard that number before. Part D covers the drugs, but that's something you have to buy on your own. So that's pretty much basic Medicare as outlined by the government. But years later, the insurance company said, you know, we can do a better job of this, like Aetna or Medicare, Anthem or somebody like that. We can do a better job at this, cost the consumer less, and actually get more benefits, and that becomes the Medicare Advantage plans. That's pretty much it. And Medicare Advantage covers everything, okay. Drugs, doctors, hospitals, and so forth.
Drugs, doctors, hospitals, so that opts you out of Medicare A and B as well as D.
Right. So, no, you're still in Medicare A and B, but now the Medicare A and B is being administered by the insurance company and not by the government.
Oh. How many people in this country do a Medicare Advantage plan?
Oh, gosh. It's impossible to say. But to a lot of people, that makes a lot of sense because you're not paying for it up front. On a Medicare supplement plan, you have a monthly premium. It could be anywhere between $200 to $400 per month per person. Then you've got the drug cost, which could be $50 per month per person. And then there's always the Part B premium you have to pay. Which is going to be anywhere between 100. It depends on your income, but it's generally for the most of us, it's around $160.
A month?
Yeah, a month. You pay for Medicare B. It's not free like Medicare A is, but you pay for Medicare B, and that's the doctors and so forth.
So if you do the Medicare Advantage plan,
yeah,
that's one premium once a month?
Well, to be honest with you, a lot of them don't have any premium. Almost most of them don't have any premiums. So you're not paying. Basically, what you're doing is you're paying as you go. There's no upfront premiums. In some cases, there's no deductibles. And then if you go to the doctor, you pay whatever it is, $15, $25, whatever it is. And then you're paying for, you have a small copay or coinsurance for the hospital. It could be anywhere between $175 and $500. So you're paying for it as you're using it, as opposed to paying for it all up front and hope that you never have to use it. But generally, you do.
And when you're paying for it, you're not paying a market price. You're still paying a greatly subsidized price.
Well, you're paying whatever Social Security or whatever Medicare says it needs, basically. It's what it is. The rates go up every year. Now, the rates are set by Medicare. There are several different people who offer the Medicare supplements, the ones you pay for in advance. The benefits are all the same, but the insurance companies can charge whatever they think they need. And that always goes up every year. Don't go up. Don't go up.
What do you mean they don't go up?
Medicare Advantage plans, they don't go up. They stay the same from year to year unless you want to change.
Is that a guarantee or has that just been historically?
Yeah, it's pretty much a guarantee.
Happened.
Historically, that's what happened. If the insurance
company wanted to
change.
Do you get to choose? If you do a Medicare Advantage plan, do you get to choose the insurance company that administers it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I represent 5 different companies. If you're looking for a company that I don't represent, I can probably get that done for you by getting myself appointed. But you can pick any insurance company you want. But I represent the 5 major ones in the state of Connecticut that everybody recognizes, like Anthem, Aetna, UnitedHealthcare, Connecticut, and WellCare. So I've got 5 different companies I can choose from. And each one is
we're
a little different.
We're chatting with Ron Rubano, 203-333-9422. So what about Cigna? Is Cigna one of them?
Cigna has some plans in the state. They're represented in other counties, not so much on Fairfield County or New Haven County, but they are represented in some counties in the state. Same with Humana.
Humana. Interesting. Okay, so but let me just go back a minute. So what I'm hearing is that when I turn 65, I have to do a few things. I have to get on Medicare, Part A.
Go to Social Security, enroll.
I've got to go to Social Security and get organized. Then I got a Medicare Part A. Then I have to choose what Medicare Part B I want, because it's not obvious. I have to make a choice, right?
No, there's no choice in Medicare Part B. It is what it is. The part where you make a choice is the actual insurance company that's going to administer the Medicare Advantage plan. So Part B is what it is. Part A is what it is. You enroll for that. That's free. Part B is not free. You're going to pay a premium on that monthly based on, again, on your income, but it's roughly around $155 for most of us, and it could go higher depending on if you're a high wage earner or have a big retirement plan and so forth.
And then after that, I still have to get a gap plan, a supplement plan, because 80% is not enough. You could go broke for the other 20%. And
it's
then after that, I have to choose the D.
I've confused you. It's either or.
Yeah, a little bit.
You get the supplement plan or you get a Medicare Advantage plan. That's the difference. It's two different animals.
Okay, let's go to Valerie from Derby. She's got a question for you. Valerie, you're on with Ron Rubano. See if you can ask a question and get an easy answer. Good luck to you. Hi, Valerie. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa, and good morning, Ron. I'm calling regarding a family member who's recently been prescribed a drug called Entresto. I believe it must be a heart medication. And because of the cost that they're paying for it, I'm believing that it might have just been a brand new drug and that there is no generic for. Do certain Medicare plans, are there advantages one over another based on the medications that you take and how much they cost?
Good question.
Yes, there is. Every Medicare Advantage plan has what's called a formulary. And the formulary is broken down into five different tiers. First two tiers are generally generic drugs, and then it goes down to three, four, and five. Five is for the more expensive drugs. What we would have to do is select a plan, put the drugs in the plan, and find out what tiers they fall into and what they would compensate you for with regard to that particular drug.
And could a consumer do that themselves on the internet?
I don't think so. No. What you could do is go to goodrx.com and plug in that drug and find out what they're going to charge you. You can go to the actual pharmacy itself and ask them what their copay or co-insurance would be for something to that effect.
Yeah, I suggested the GoodRx, and she had told me that they don't even list it. So I think it's a brand new drug.
It could be. It's what we call probably a brand name, and there isn't a. But now you can go to the state, and I can't remember what. If you go to the State Department of Social Services, there is a program there to help people who are taking a drug that's too expensive for them to pay. But you're going to have to go to the Department of Social Services, go online, and see if you can find anything there with regard to drug plans or drug costs.
Okay.
Here's the million-dollar question. Wait, Valerie, stay on for just a minute. Here's the million-dollar question. Ron, you're a human being.
Yeah.
You've got an insurance plan. You're older. You're on one of the Medicare, whatever it is you're on, and all of a sudden your doctor wants you to take a drug that isn't covered. Can you switch to a plan that will cover it?
If a plan does, yes. But you can only do that at certain times of the year, which is right about now.
That's the key, Valerie. That's the key. That's the open enrollment key. They got you. They won't let you switch anytime you want.
Well, since this was something recently prescribed for her, I'm going to really emphasize that to her and see if they can get some kind of relief with a different plan. I have one more question, if I may, Ron. If you've already been on Medicare for several years, you're not in the workforce, but you've decided you would like to rejoin the workforce and you're eligible for company-subsidized medical, how do you go about that?
I know what you mean.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You're going to qualify for health care from them? You're going to be doing this on a part-time or a full-time basis?
Full-time.
And they're going to, and they're making you eligible for the insurance?
Yes.
Are you going to pay for any portion of that insurance?
Yes.
Okay, what you need to do is do the math. Figure out what the cost of that insurance is going to be versus Medicare and what the benefits are from one to the other. And make a decision. You can get out of Medicare if you want. You can drop it this time of the year.
Oh, okay. And will I still be charged for Medicare A?
There is no charge for Medicare A.
I thought that was the hospital plan that automatically that you have to pay.
Yeah, no, it's Part B that you'll have to pay for. That's the doctors and testing. Part A is hospitalization and diagnostics. That's free if you've put in 40 quarters, or basically the equivalent of 10 years.
Okay. All right. So I have to make that change through my insurer that I'm switching plans, and I don't need to notify Medicare?
No, they automatically get made aware of it. Once the plan goes in and is accepted, they have to approve the plans. And if they see your plan and see you currently have a plan, they're going to basically switch over to the new plan.
All right. Thank you both so much. You provide so much valuable information to everyone that takes advantage of listening to you. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Let's go to one more caller. Arlene from Trumbull, you're on the air with Ron Rubano, who's an expert in helping you select the right Medicare plan. Hello and good morning.
No. First of all,
let me just say this.
How you doing? I'm not an expert. Don't call anybody tells you they're an expert in anything. Run away. I'm knowledgeable.
You're knowledgeable. Okay. You're modest.
Same subject.
Okay, go ahead.
If you did decide you had picked up Medicare Part B and you're paying the premium, and then, like you said, you do the math, you're going to get a 40-hour job. If you decide after you're done working and you're retiring, don't you get a penalty, though? Your premium is not going to be the same.
No. Not if you're changing. For example, if you're currently on a medical plan, okay, from your employer, and you want to go to Medicare, you can.
You already went on Medicare, but you decide you want to go back into the workforce, and then you want to drop the Medicare, like this lady said she wants to do, can you drop the Medicare Part B? Or you can't do that?
I don't think you can, no.
All right, so then, yeah, that sort of make it a little clear to her. So she's still got to pay her premium, and she still has to pay for whatever the employer is going to charge her.
Well, let me get back to you about that, because I'm uncertain about that one, to tell you the truth. I'd have to get back to Lisa about that. But if you're on, just so I can finish the thought, if you're currently on a health plan provided by an employer and you decide to keep working and then decide at some point in time to retire, that's when you have to apply for the Part B. You have a form to fill out,
right,
and your employer fills out a form that says you've been covered continuously from such and such a date. And that's all there is to it.
So the question is, if you want to re-enter the workforce.
Until I was 72, and I didn't take Part B, and I wasn't penalized, but I was reading the information, and I thought it said if you drop Part B and you decide to go back into the workforce, you might be penalized if you go back and try to get the premium again.
It's possible,
The other thing, to make it clear, maybe when you're talking about the Advantage plans, maybe if we say it's Medicare Part C, just like you have A is hospital, B is medical, C is your Advantage plans, and D is your prescriptions. Whereas, that maybe that would be a little more helpful.
Is it known as Part C?
And
is it known as Part C?
I can't. There's two conversations going at one time. I can't hear.
Okay. Well, is it known as Part C? Do people refer to it colloquially as Part C?
Part C is the
basically
advantage
Medicare.
Plan.
It's the advantage plan. Yeah, sorry. Part C. And yeah. Part D is the drug plan that you would buy if you were to take the supplemental plan, because that does not include any drugs in there. Yes.
Right. So Part C encompasses the A and B. It's just that it's administered
right.
by the insurance company.
That's right. It's administered by the insurance company.
Right. So, but if you decide to go with a supplement, like you were saying, like
by Medicare,
AARP or Bankers Life or something, your Medicare is still primary as far as handling
right.
your coverage, right?
That's right. And you're dealing with the government, Medicare itself, as opposed to dealing with the insurance company.
Right.
The insurance
right.
company, if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, is dealing with the government on your behalf. And they get
right.
paid to do that. People ask, well, how do they make any money? They actually get paid to do that.
Right. Because I know I had to apply for the Medicare Part B this past June, and I did pick up an Advantage plan.
Good.
And they did send me the changes of notice of changes in the plan for the Vantage plan. They didn't raise the premium, so that to me
they generally don't.
Helpful. Pardon?
They generally don't.
Right. So
if you have a zero premium plan, generally it stays for zero premium. To change a zero premium, if to change that, they have to go to everybody that has your plan and convert them over. So they're not going to do that. They just issue another plan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I probably will stick with it. And I heard that they automatically renew you if you don't make a change.
That's right.
Oh, that's
But you should review your plans every this time of the year, every
right.
October, because they do change. And sometimes there are plans that are better. Like I said before, they
right.
can't change your plan markedly, but they have to introduce another plan. That's a good time to look. I've already changed some people where there has been some major changes. Some of the insurers have made major changes in their plans in Connecticut. They're really trying to go after the market.
Wow. Yeah.
Thank you very much,
and that
everybody.
And that was good advice about the GoodRx, because I know I had to use that when I picked up a medication one time. And I go, oh, my God, this is expensive.
But the
Thank
lady
you so
go
much,
to
everybody.
State
We're
going
to have to
yep.
wrap up. Ron Rubano. Ron, what's your telephone number for those who want to call you?
It's Eric. Thank you. Take care. It's 203-459-8752. It's 203-459-8752.
Thank you so much. Ron Rubano.
Thank
we'll
you.
Have more about him Bye. Coming up.